Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips throws the ball into Banks, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Henderson scores. Sadecki moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hart reaches second base with a double. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Hart scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sadecki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sadecki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Kessinger scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards the mound. Lindsay juggles the ball. That's an error on Lindsay. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. George Altman pinch hits for Byron Brown. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hart reaches second base with a double. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Burda pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hundley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hundley. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Hart takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Willie Mays pinch hits for Hazu Alou. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley now pitching. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Tom Haller. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bob Barton now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger strikes out. Barton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kessinger out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Barton and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ken Henderson. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Don Mason pinch runs for Ozzie Virgil. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.